Hello, this is Chris Farmer. Welcome to the blog. This one is, what are the 5 P's of peak performance? What is peak performance? Peak performance is the measure of your ability to consistently operate at, or close to, the top end of your genetic potential. Question: to what degree do you consistently operate at, or close to, the top end of your genetic potential? Good question. Most people operate at far below their potential. Why? Because in the Western world, to survive, you don't have to work very hard. But if you want to do more than just survive, then you will need to access more of your ability. You might want to become a peak performer. How could you become a peak performer? Learn the 5 P's of peak performance. What are the 5 P's of peak performance? Here they are. 1. Purpose. 2. Plan. 3. Practice. 4. Persistence. 5. Positivity. Let's examine each in more detail. Purpose. Your brain is a goal-striving organism. It works efficiently only when it knows exactly what to look for, what the target is. If you've got no clearly defined target, goal, purpose, then your brain becomes less efficient. But too many people have no clearly defined goals. Their goals are indistinct, too vague. Example, Sam says, my goal is to be happy and successful. But you will be happy and successful only if you have achieved a worthwhile goal. To be a peak performer, you must have a clear purpose in mind. You must set your goals and put them into writing. You must become a goal-focused, purposeful individual. Maxwell Maltz, author of the book Psycho-Cybernetics, wrote, insofar as function is concerned, the brain and nervous system constitutes a marvelous and complex goal-striving mechanism. A sort of inbuilt automatic guidance system which works for you as a success mechanism or against you as a failure mechanism depending upon how you, the operator, set the goals. Daily set out goals in writing. Writing your goals every day implants your definite purpose deep into your subconscious mind and stimulates the subconscious mind to go to work to build plans. 2. Plans. You must have detailed and practical plans of action that are capable of achieving the goal that you've set for your purpose. A purpose without a plan of action is meaningless. A purpose with a plan of action is a potent combination capable of propelling you forwards towards a better future. Quote from Napoleon Hill. Create a definite plan of... Quote from Napoleon Hill. Create a definite plan for carrying out your desire and begin at once, whether you're ready or not, to put this plan into action. Quote from Louis Pasteur. Fortune favors the prepared mind. Quote from Victor Hugo. He who every morning plans the transaction of the day and follows out that plan carries a thread that will guide him through the maze of the most busy life. But where no plan is laid, where the disposal of time is surrendered merely to the chance of incidents, chaos will soon reign. 3. Practice. A plan is only good if you put it into practice. Do you know people who make plans that they have no intention of putting into practice? This can be for many reasons. They have no intention of putting the plan into practice because they are lazy. They have no intention of putting it into practice because they fear failure. They have no intention of putting it into practice because they fear success. Plans don't work unless you do. Quote from Thomas A. Edison. Genius is 1% inspiration and 99% perspiration. A quote from Colin Powell. A dream doesn't become reality through magic. It takes sweat, determination, and hard work. 4. Persistence. When you put your plan into action, you will meet with numerous setbacks, defeats, and failures. That does not sound very supportive, but it's true. When this happens, don't worry. Such is standard practice. Numerous setbacks, defeats, and failures is standard practice for all successful individuals and organizations. Check the records of any successful operation, and you will see it for yourself. Check NASA, and you will see many failures litter their history, but they persisted. Check Lincoln, and you will see that many failures littered his history, but he persisted. Check Churchill, and you will see that many failures littered his history, but he persisted. And then check Madame Curie, and you will find that many failures littered her history, but she persisted. You too must persist before you can hope to win. Quote from Abraham Lincoln. The sense of obligation to continue is present in all of us. A duty to strive is the duty of us all. I felt a call to do that duty. Quote from Winston Churchill. Never give in. Never, 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 never. In nothing great or small, large or petty, never give in except to convictions of honour and good sense. Never yield to force. Never yield to the apparently overwhelming might of the enemy. Quote from Madame Curie, the Polish-French chemist and physicist who was awarded the 1903 Nobel Prize for Physics. She was then the sole winner of a second Nobel Prize in 1911, this time for chemistry. Life is not easy for any of us, but what of that? We must have perseverance and above all confidence in ourselves. We must believe that we are gifted in something and that this thing, whatever the cost, must be attained. 5. Positivity. No matter what happens, your ultimate purpose is to be happy. Strive to maintain a positive disposition and treat people with all the warmth and good humour that you can muster. Nobody likes a grump. Nobody who is a grump can be truly happy. Therefore, maintain a positive mental attitude. Quote from Thomas Jefferson. Nothing can stop the man with the right mental attitude from achieving his goal. Nothing on earth can help the man with the wrong mental attitude. Quote from Brian Tracy. Winners make a habit of manufacturing their own positive expectations in advance of the event. Maintain a positive mental attitude. How can you maintain a positive mental attitude? Fix your mind on the following. 1. Your definite purpose in life. 2. Your detailed plan of action. 3. What are the corrections to your current plan that, if implemented, will improve your chances next time? 4. How can you help the people in your life who are the most important? What are the 5 P's of peak performance? Here they are. Purpose, plan, practice, persistence, and positivity. Thank you.